Morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on Charlotte Walker. This goes to Med First on 6325. Mrs. Walker performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%. Period. Patient walked 505 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98%. Period. And paragraph compression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Chomel, Chomel. This goes to Deborah Cobb, comma, NP. On 6325, Mrs. Chomel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was near normalization of airflow period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-10-24, there's been some improvement period of paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneary, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6325, Mrs. Conneary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-18-25, there's some deterioration, period, new paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rapp. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6325, Mr. Rapp performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airways obstruction with continued minimal restriction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period compared to a prior study dated 2-5-25. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6325, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 3-5-25, there's been some deterioration in pulmonary function. Period. New paragraph compression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry with a J, Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, comma, PA, and Dr. Cortina. On 6325, Mr. Gilbert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period in the paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 1-16-25, there's been no change period in the paragraph impression. Normal study. Thank you.